Hey everyone, it's Matt Reed, Communications Director at MDC, Minnesota Assemblies of God. And I just wanted to go online just for a couple minutes and share just a few thoughts as it relates to everything that's going on in the past week and just some tech resources I want to throw your way. As I mentioned, you can see this in the post itself. There's a ton of great resources just at your fingertips. A simple Google search or YouTube search is going to find you're going to find everything you need to live stream for your location. I just had a couple different thoughts I wanted to throw out. Well, first of all, I just want to say what a huge, amazing response by the church community this past weekend. And I was following along on Instagram and Facebook and just seeing so many of you, pastors, tech teams, everyone just stepping up to the occasion. Just so cool to see the body of Christ come together as one, online, digitally, just amazing. And just kind of echoing what Pastor Mark said yesterday in the video, you know, the gospel was preached and it is going to continue to be preached. And that's what we're believing, that God's going to do some incredible things through all of this. Just scrolling through my feed, all kinds of great creative ideas from churches and pastors to stay engaged with their faith community. You can do that for yourself and see what other people are doing. Thinking of the Kerrs, Jeff and Christy Kerr, who are doing a hymn sing, coming up. I hope they take requests. I was thinking of Andy and Christy Casting, what they're doing with 40 days of prayer and fasting. Some churches I know were doing coffee runs and taking care of teachers in school who are prepping for online classes. There's just so many cool ways that the church has responded in the last week. And again, just scrolling through that, it was amazing. I encourage you to do the same and see what other people are doing. So many creative ideas out there. Just an amazing response. But I wanted to take just a couple minutes real quick, thinking first in mind pastors who might not have a team who are out there in our district and trying to figure this, navigate this whole not being able to meet, and what can or can't we do online? Do we live stream? Do we record? And just had a couple thoughts related to that. Again, you can probably find all the resources you need online already. You don't need me to be giving you a ton of information, but I did want to go live on Facebook with a purpose. Number one is to point out how easy it is to go live on Facebook. I'm doing this from my computer. I can do it from any phone, any smartphone as well, through Facebook has a page manager app that you can download. And it's so simple. Again, through a laptop or a cell phone, you can go live. And again, I just did this off the cuff. Again, just to show how easy it is for pastors to do this from your office. I mean, you could set the computer away from you, and maybe you have two or three of you and you have an acoustic worship set, and the pastor can share a few thoughts. You can do it all from a computer. You don't have to spend any money. You can just utilize the tools that you have. So I just wanted to make sure and show you how easy that is. Also, I just wanted to follow up on what Pastor Mark said yesterday with partnering with local churches. What I've seen online is how many churches have either, maybe they've already been live streaming, or they probably figured it out in a week. And we've seen them spread out all across Minnesota, different sections all over Minnesota. And so that's why we encouraged you as a pastor, you're not sure what to do. Maybe you don't have a team or tech crew that's able to help you. I would encourage you to reach out to your sectional presbyter. If you can't find someone near you who's doing live streaming, ask them. They're going to know right away who that is, or you can reach out to us and we can help point you in the right direction for two reasons. Number one, that you're going to connect with a pastor that's already figured it out. And most of the time, some of these smaller churches have been doing it on a budget already. So they can help you figure out how to do it as well, maybe even helping you figure out how to do it on your laptop. And number two, maybe it's a way for you to partner with a church that's not too far away who's already doing the live streaming. And that's what Pastor Mark was talking about. If you can connect with that pastor and create some sort of partnership, I'm sure that even in that live stream, the pastor can mention the guests that are joining you, and a shout out, so to speak, of the pastor and the congregation that's joining them in their online service. And of course, when it comes to reminding of the offering and making sure that the guests then are able to that the host is able to encourage guests to give to their local church, to mail in the checks or whatever it takes for those churches who aren't able to do any type of live broadcast. So that's what we're talking about when we're saying partner with other churches that have already done this. And I know we have a ton of great pastors who would love to help in any way that they can. And then so Facebook Live, partnering with local churches. And then thirdly, just the idea that you don't necessarily have to live stream. And I know like that's all we're hearing right now is a lot about live stream, a lot about going, you know, being online and being in real time. It's definitely possible. It's something you can do without buying a ton of equipment. Again, you can just use your laptop or a cell phone, but you could also use those tools to just record a service and post it later. Facebook does allow you to schedule posts within a page. So you could record the service ahead of time. You could bring in elements of the different team and construct a service, that a video that you put together and post later. So I want to encourage you that there's no shame in not live streaming. It's okay. But we do recommend if you do schedule a post or go or schedule something that's recorded, pastors should be available to still engage with the congregation through comments and whatever it takes to go through that. In the post, there's two links that I shared, and I want to bring this up. It's churchonlineplatform.com. Some of you guys have already been sharing this. It's something that Craig Groeschel with Life Church, they've had set up for a couple of years now. It's free online resource that you can run an online, whether it's live stream or a pre-recorded video of your church service. So you can schedule your church service through this free tool online. You sign up, you schedule your service, and you can either live stream or you can just upload a pre-recorded video. And it still gives you the options to engage with your audience through comments and different things. So it's a great way to set something up for Sunday at 10 a.m. and you've already pre-recorded it, upload it, it goes live, everyone watches, and then people can follow along and comment as pastor's preaching or whatever it may be. But again, it's a free resource, and that's churchonlineplatform.com. The link is in the post. But again, there's like, I just wanted to point out, like, we hear a lot about live stream, but it's okay if you just record stuff too. If you, you know, Thursday, Friday, you get it recorded and then just post it later. There's different ways you can connect with your congregation. But again, just some simple thoughts. Again, if you find yourself in a situation where even Facebook Live is a little, you're still trying to navigate that, I'm available. Steve is available. Steve Rockala, who helps out in our communications department. I know he's already helped a smaller church even today a pastor being able to run Facebook Live. So we're available. Again, it's steve@mnaog.org and mreed@mnaog.org. Again, just wanted to cover some really simple things where you can engage digitally with your congregation. We'll leave it up obviously here. So if you have any questions, feel free to comment. Or reach out to Steve or myself online. Again, kudos to everybody this past weekend who's been just, it's just been amazing to see the response of the body of Christ during this time. And we hope to continue to provide resources to you. Any information that comes our way as a district, we're committed to continually sending that way and keeping everybody in the loop. I love this network that we're a part of. I love this team of pastors that we're a part of. You guys are amazing. I hope you have a great Wednesday. And we'll be in touch.